तपाईँ एसपिएस नेपालीको साथमा हुनुहुन्छ। अरू रोचक सामग्रीहरूका लागि sbs.com.au/nepali जानुहोस्। श्रोताबिन्दु, मानसिक स्वास्थ्य विज्ञहरूले मानिसहरूलाई कोरोना भाइरस सङ्क्रमणको समयमा सीमित रूपमा मात्र सञ्चार माध्यमहरू हेर्न सुझाव दिएका छन्। उनीहरूले यस्तो समयमा अन्यल हुनु र डर लाग्नु सामान्य भए पनि यो सङ्क्रमणको गम्भीरतालाई हेरेर धेरै जानकारी लिन खोज्नु पनि स्वास्थ्यको दृष्टिले जोखिमयुक्त हुन सक्ने बताएका छन्। र सहकर्मी सुनिता पोखरेलबाटै यो अर्को रिपोर्ट सुनिहालौँ।
100 वर्षपछिको सबैभन्दा खराब महामारीको यो समयमा समाचार र पछिल्लो अवस्थाबारेको जानकारीहरू विशेष गरी मानसिक तनाव दिने किसिमका छन्। मानसिक स्वास्थ्य विशेषज्ञहरूले धेरै सञ्चार क्षेत्रमा आएका खबरहरू पढ्ने, सुन्ने र हेर्ने गर्नाले नकारात्मक भावनाहरू उब्जने बताउँछन्। दक्षिण अस्ट्रेलिया विश्वविद्यालयका प्रोफेसर निकोलस प्रोक्टर भन्छन् कि मानिसहरूले यो परिस्थितिमा आत्तिने र डराउने हुनु स्वाभाविक भएको बुझ्नुपर्दछ, तर यसपछिको कदम भनेको आगामी समयका लागि आफूलाई तयारी राख्नु पनि हो र त्यसमा योजनाका साथ जानकारी लिनु महत्त्वपूर्ण हुन्छ। जे जस्तो जानकारी अगाडि आउँछ त्यो सबै हेर्दै जाने भन्दा पनि कस्तो जानकारी खोजेको हो भन्ने बारेमा बुझेर त्यही अनुसार सञ्चार क्षेत्रमा जानकारी खोज्ने गर्नुपर्दछ।
Control what you can within your environment. So, you know, choices around public transport, choices about going to a restaurant, choices around jumping into an Uber or not jumping into an Uber. Whatever it may be, if you have a plan for how you're going to manage that and be able to stick to that plan, you're really going to be guided by the facts. So listening to your public health messages, listening to, particularly in times like these, to abide by the government public health messages, staying connected at appropriate times, calibrating those appropriate times when not to be overexposed to media.
Melbourne निवासी एडम कोच आफूलाई समाचार भनेपछि भुतुक्कै हुने मान्छे भएको बताउँछन्। तर विदेशबाट फर्किएपछि आफ्नो श्रीमती सहित सेल्फ आइसोलेसनमा बस्नु परेपछि भने उनले सञ्चार माध्यमसँगको सम्पर्क कम गर्ने निर्णय गरेका छन्।
We have now made the conscious decision to switch off at least for large parts of the day and only really watch, you know, the evening news bulletin or the morning news bulletin and not be constantly, you know, fed the negative news that is coming in while you are in an environment that is actually quite suitable to negativity. You know, I think with that decision now, it'll be interesting to see how we go over the next few days.
कोचले शारीरिक अभ्यासको लागि उपलब्ध थोरै अवसरहरूलाई सदुपयोग गर्ने प्रयास गरिरहेका छन्।
You can't go for a run. And so, you know, naturally your body is not producing endorphins as much. And so you try and do a little bit around the house to the extent that that's possible. But, you know, it's all about mental resilience at the moment, I think. And again, you know, with a 7-month pregnant wife, trying to remain as positive as possible and really just remind each other that it's actually not that bad, even though it may feel that way sometimes.
ओमर अल्कसब भन्छन् यो समय भनेको मानिसहरूको सहनशीलतालाई जाँच्ने समय हो। अल्कसबलाई उनको जन्मस्थल सिरियामा यातना दिइएको थियो र उनले अन्ततः त्यहाँबाट भागेर अस्ट्रेलिया आई नयाँ जीवनको सुरुवात गर्न थाले। उनी भन्छन् सबैजनाले ध्यान दिनुपर्ने कुरा भनेको गाह्रो समय सधैँको लागि रहिरहँदैन, त्यसैले कुनै पनि चुनौतीलाई कसरी व्यवस्थापन गर्ने भन्नेतर्फ लाग्नुपर्छ।
Like, you can't just go and be like, all right, I'm not going to do anything about it. No, you can take precaution, but life goes on. And the realization that we will get through it and we will actually win, like, against the disease, will help us positively move forward.
आफू जस्तै युद्धबाट भागेका मानिसहरूले यस्तो समयमा मानसिक स्वास्थ्य सुरक्षाका लागि झन बढी सतर्क हुनुपर्ने अल्कसब बताउँछन्। उनी भन्छन् यस्तो तनावपूर्ण परिस्थितिले विगतको चोटलाई फेरि बल्झाउन सक्छ।
When you go to, like, you know, the shop and you don't find sugar or, you know, flour or stuff like that, that's exactly where what happened in my case, because there was a lack of those, and you know, suppliers won't get anything into cities that are going through war. So those experiences are triggered, and people who have experienced trauma because of those things, they have to be aware of it.
Professor Nicholas Proctor, अभिभावकहरूलाई यो समयमा थप जिम्मेवारी आएको बताउँछन्। उनीहरूले आफ्नो साथसाथै आफ्ना बालबच्चाको पनि भावनालाई संयममा राख्नुपर्ने हुन्छ। उनी भन्छन् खोजहरूले के देखाएको छ भने बालबालिकाले आफ्नो भावनालाई संयमित राख्न उनीहरू वरपरका आफूभन्दा ठूला मानिसहरूको संयमताले मद्दत पुर्याउँछ। त्यसैले उनी उमेर सुहाउँदो खुल्ला छलफल र कुराकानी गर्न सुझाउँछन्।
Talking with children about, you know, not blaming anyone for this situation, helping them to be able to see kindness in others, explaining concepts like virus and isolation, and even words like pandemic in sort of age-appropriate terms, I think is really important. And, you know, it will help us help them. So, you know, what we're really wanting to do is stay connected, and helping each other to be able to stay connected through accurate but age-appropriate messaging is really important.
सेल्फ आइसोलेसनबाट निस्कन आफ्नो श्रीमतीसँगै दिन गनेर बसेका एर्दम कोच यो महामारीले आफूलाई मात्र नभई सबैलाई असर पार्छ भन्ने बुझाइले पनि अचम्मसँग आफूलाई सजिलो अनुभूति गराएको बताउँछन्।
There's something weirdly nice about being in this all together and being in this all together around the world. You know, we have a Turkish background, so we always speak to a lot of family and friends back in Turkey, and you know, they're the same, and that country is in partial lockdown at the moment, and there's something weird about being in this at home all together, and so that's, I suppose, you're trying to just check in with people as much as possible and just get that energy from each other, but it's a conscious effort, right? It doesn't come naturally, and that's the part I think we're trying to focus on the most.
Coronavirus bare धेरै समाचारहरू हाल सञ्चार माध्यमहरूमा रहँदा, सामाजिक सञ्जालहरूमा रहँदा, अब जता हेरेँ त्यतै कोरोना भाइरस बाहेक कुराकानी नभइरहेको अवस्थामा मानिसहरूले आफूलाई मानसिक रूपमा कसरी स्वस्थ राख्न सक्छन् अथवा आफ्नो मानसिक स्वास्थ्यमाथि मानिसहरूले कसरी ध्यान दिन सक्छन् भन्ने सम्बन्धी सहकर्मी सुनिता पोखरेलको यो रिपोर्ट पनि तपाईँले हाम्रो वेबसाइटमा पाउन सक्नुहुन्छ, sbs.com.au/nepali।
लाइक, शेयर र कमेन्ट गर्नुहोस्। SBS नेपालीलाई फेसबुकमा साथ दिनुहोस्।